Our WinStarOnlineGaming.com 400 race winner, Christopher Bell, joins us with his crew chief, Ryan Fugel. Christopher drives the number 4 JBL Toyota, his second win of the season. First win at TMS, comes in his fourth start here at TMS. Previous best was 8th in the fall of 2015. Norman, Oklahoma native, calls this his home track. Christopher, we'll start with you. Just tell us about, you told a story to me a little while back just about when you dirt track race down here. You come to Texas, you pass this big, massive speedway, and you always dreamed about racing here, and now you win here.
Yeah, this place has got a special place in my heart. Home's only a couple hours up the road. And like you mentioned, we race down here a lot with the micro sprints down at Kennedale and Devil's Bowl occasionally. So ran a lot of races down in this area, but obviously never ran at the Texas Motor Speedway, and didn't really feel like it was a possibility to race at the Texas Motor Speedway because I was just a dirt track kid from Oklahoma. There's no pavement racing around there. And so to be able to race here was a dream come true. To be able to win here is just, I don't even have words to describe what it means to me.
Ryan, two wins here. Last year you went with William Byron, this year with Christopher. What is it about this track that you know, especially since we changed it this year? We repaved, we reduced the bank in turns 1 and 2, and it didn't cause much of a problem for you.
Yeah, no, it just speaks volumes to how good KBM is, you know, period, you know, on all tracks, but especially in mile and a halves. I think we've won all the mile and a halves this year, you know, between Kyle and Christopher. So it's really good for the company, strong team. You know, we won with Eric Jones the year before as well. So we've won a lot of races here at Texas. It's fun. It's fun getting cowboy hats. Now just come back in the fall and get a fall or winter hat, whatever you guys call it, the black one.
Now for you, we're starting deep in the field. Christopher, was any key changes on the truck late in the race or midway through the race?
No, we kept track position. So we took 2 and 2 there in the last two stops. And we might not have to do that because a lot of guys took 4, but you never know what's going to happen. So we just wanted to stay out front. Christopher did a great job getting to the front early enough in the first segment, so we knew what we had in clean air up front. We only got the second, but still we knew what we had. So that was the key, is getting up front fast enough and knowing what we had and how to adjust on it.
Christopher, take us through those last couple of laps, especially that last one on timing and scoring ahead, the 2U at the start-finish line on the white flag lap, 2/1000ths of a second apart. It was great racing, side drafting. Just take us through that and what your strategy was and what was going through your mind on getting the win.
Well, so as the race went on, it seemed like the top just kept getting better and better and better on the restarts. With the fresh pavement, there's not much grip until there gets rubber laid down, and then once the rubber gets laid down, there's a lot of grip. So the bottom was pretty gripped up from practice, and then the top wasn't really great, but every restart, it continued to get faster and faster, and he was able to stay with me and do a great job on the restarts. So from all the other mile and a half that we go to, the top is 90% of the time the place to restart. So if the top lane would get enough grip, that's the place that we needed to be, and it kind of showed there at the end that was it was getting time to move up on the restart lane. But Chase did a great job. He had luck on his side, man, because I felt like we were going to drive by him there in 1 and 2 if the yellow doesn't come out, but it did whenever he got the side draft and was sucked right up in front of me. So I just tried to do the same thing to him that he did to me, and it worked out.
Caution comes out. Did you think you won? It was that close.
No, I didn't think it was over. I never saw the white flag or anything. So I was just concentrating on making sure that I slowed him down as much as I can, and then to not make any mistakes. It's pretty tight. Whenever you get side by side like that, the inside truck has a tendency to get loose. So I was just trying to pay attention to him, what his truck was doing, how the air was working, where I needed to pull him back and where I needed to get away from him. So I didn't even know the white flag was out. And whenever the red happened, I didn't even... I expected to restart again.
We'll open for questions. Right here. They'll bring a mic to you.
You were real dominant in all three practices. And then as you went out for your qualifying, you went out last, ran a lap, shut it down, and disappeared. And I was looking at the score sheet to see where you were coming up, and never, 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 and it didn't flip until the bottom. Social media says that you had a cowl cover still on. Can you explain a little bit of that?
Yeah, we just had a motor issue there in qualifying. And we knew we'd be fine once we made some adjustments in the race.
Next question. Hawk.
Christopher, you mentioned that you didn't even know that the white flag had flown, but when you heard yellow, did you think you were ahead of him when you heard yellow? Because if you look at the replay, it's pretty close.
No, I didn't. I didn't think he was ahead of me the yellow before that. So it sucks when the yellow comes out like that because it's all kind of what NASCAR wants, really. I mean, honestly, it's tough because it's all side draft and you know, a split-second decision of when the yellow gets thrown is – the difference between who won tonight. If the yellow comes a couple feet later or a couple feet earlier, I don't win. So, and then the yellow before that, if same thing. If it comes a little bit later, a little bit earlier, I have the lead. So yellow timing is crucial. You just, I mean, luck was not on our side at first, but then it repaid us there at the end. So that was really cool.
Next question.
How does Rudy make these fast trucks?
Rudy, how do you make these fast trucks?
Awesome team. 70 guys at KBM, best owners in the business, Toyota, everything. Toyota support, engineering, and great race car drivers. Got a bunch of them in a row here, so got another one.
How's the cowboy hat feel for an Oklahoman?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I never would have dreamed of me wearing a cowboy hat, but I guess Victory Lane in Texas is a pretty cool place to do it.
Congratulations, gentlemen. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.